The discipline we read of in Hebrews 12 is a crucial part of our relationship with Him, and it's a handcrafted affair. Whenever the Lord highlights a matter, we have a choice. And the quicker we face it, the easier it is for the Lord to lead us on. But if we insist on covering up and pretending it isn't there, we're more or less sentencing ourselves to live with more of the same. If we've got something wrong, we can't afford to let pride or stubbornness cause us to hold back from backtracking to the place where we first went wrong. Anything's better than straying further down the long road to nowhere. There's a fine line between adopting a profoundly unbiblical que sera, sera attitude, almost a Buddhist-like fatalism, and a deeper acceptance of the way the Lord is leading us. But that is the fruit of relationship and union.
The sovereignty of God is a profoundly reassuring theme. But it's about so much more than theology, or even about God delivering us from our problems, though that's certainly important. It's about going deeper with Himself. May we encourage you to spend some time with Him now, letting Him bring to mind at least 5 episodes in your life, and let Him interpret to you what He was doing through them. How did you respond? Did they work out well because you picked up on what the Lord was doing? Or less well because you missed His leadings and explanations? What can you learn from the times when things did not work out so well? Speak to Him now about these things. He will meet with you.